Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Tonight, we are observing the Christian Passover, a time of solemn observance. Much like the children of Israel were protected by the Passover blood while the firstborn of Egypt died, we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, and tonight we are memorializing his death and sacrifice. Without the death of Jesus Christ, our Passover sacrifice, we would suffer the same judgment of death that the firstborn of Egypt knew. The death of Jesus Christ is not a legend and not to be taken lightly. We are not to partake of the Christian Passover without first understanding the significance of the death of Jesus Christ, giving us access to salvation and eternal life, lest we bring judgment upon ourselves. The Christian Passover is not to be taken lightly and is for those who have committed their life to Jesus Christ and God the Father through baptism, who obey the commandments of Jesus Christ as Jesus Christ obeyed the commandments of God the Father. Paul wrote about this in 1 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, which he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Jesus Christ was crucified and died on the Passover. And each year that we participate in the Christian Passover, we memorialize his death. From the scriptures, we know the final supper that Jesus had with his disciples was the night before his death, shortly before he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. On that final Passover with his disciples, Judas Iscariot ate of the bread and drank from the cup in an unworthy manner and was guilty of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. When we partake in the Christian Passover without first understanding the significance of the death of Jesus, how his death gives us access to salvation and eternal life, like Judas Iscariot, we eat and drink damnation to ourselves. Notice Matthew 26, beginning in verse 20. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. It was after that supper that Jesus taught his disciples how to observe the Christian Passover. This is recorded for us in John chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. Jesus gave an example of foot washing and taught his disciples that if Jesus washed their feet, we should be willing to wash one another's feet. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Jesus gave an example to wash one another's feet, and that we will be happy if we do as instructed by Jesus. For those gathered in groups and who are physically able, it is appropriate and commanded by Jesus to wash another person's feet. During this year with the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, there should be no offense taken if a person chooses to use gloves for personal protection, and if a basin will be used by multiple people, the basin needs to be cleansed and sanitized between uses. For those who are observing the Christian Passover alone, either due to COVID-19 travel restrictions or the lack of other Christians who also observe the Christian Passover, and for those who are physically unable to perform foot washing, your attitude and willingness to participate is sufficient. If you are in a group that will be completing foot washing, now would be the time to pause this recording. After the foot washing, Jesus took bread, and it would have been unleavened bread because of the Passover, broke the unleavened bread, and gave it to the disciples to eat. Although the disciples would not know it, Jesus was teaching them of the torture his body would have to go through during the crucifixion. Most people saw his crucifixion as a sign of defeat because they did not understand that his death was needed to bring salvation and eternal life. The Gospel of Mark records when Jesus was on the cross in Mark chapter 15, beginning in verse 27. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, And he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking, said amongst themselves with the scribes, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. The scripture that is referenced is from the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 22, beginning in verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised, nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him, and shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. During the crucifixion, Like the words of verse 16 of Psalm 22, Jesus was surrounded by wicked people as he was crucified with two criminals. He was also surrounded by the Romans who crucified him, driving nails through his hand and feet. Jesus was mocked by crowds surrounding him while on the cross, just like verses 6 through 8 of this psalm. The torture of the cross causes muscles and bones to lose strength, and instead of standing like a man, Jesus was physically reduced to hanging like a piece of meat, to the point dogs surrounded the cross. It is with this torture and cruelty endured by Jesus Christ that we understand the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." All who are observing the Christian Passover should at this time, after first asking God's blessing, take unleavened bread, break it, and eat it. By eating broken unleavened bread, we remember that Jesus was tortured on the cross before his death. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we ask for your blessing on this bread as it reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By eating of this bread, we remember the cruelty and torture endured by Jesus on the cross. And we know that he was mocked and ridiculed by others during his time on the cross. We know that the crucifixion caused his bones to fall out of joint and that Jesus could see the dogs circling below. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because without his death, there is nothing we could do of ourselves to attain salvation. We recognize salvation and eternal life are gifts paid for through the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, food service gloves should be used to break the bread and that there should be minimal contact between people. If need be, for the size of your group, you may pause the tape to allow for enough time. The crucifixion of Jesus involved the torture of Jesus, and like all crucifixions, was intended to lead to the death of Jesus Christ. Each of the Gospels records the crucifixion. Tonight we will read Luke 23, beginning in verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, "If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself." And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the others answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And it was about the sixth hour, and there were a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance and the woman that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. Jesus died at the ninth hour, 3 p.m, a very long time since the Christian Passover the night before. The sun darkened and the veil of the temple was torn apart. The death of Jesus would usher in a new time, the New Testament, when through Jesus Christ, mankind would have direct access to God the Father. It is Jesus Christ who intercedes for us with God the Father. And Jesus gave up the ghost. He died. Blood signifies life, and there is a biblical command to not eat blood that we find in Leviticus 17, beginning in verse 10. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, No soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof, and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, You shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh. For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. In the Old Testament, God did not allow for any consumption of blood, because physical life requires blood. God did not allow the ceremonial consumption of blood and sacrifices, because only the sacrifice of Jesus Christ would give people access to salvation and eternal life. This is why, after Jesus gave the disciples the broken bread to eat, he had them drink wine, most likely red wine, symbolizing the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus had them take a sip of wine. They did not get drunk. Let's read Matthew 26, verse 27. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink, ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. All who are observing the Christian Passover should at this time, after first asking God's blessing, take a sip of red wine. By drinking red wine, we remember that Jesus' blood was spilled and his life was lost so we could have salvation and eternal life. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we ask for your blessing on this wine, as it is a reminder that the blood of Jesus Christ was spilled and his life lost so that we could have eternal life and salvation. By drinking this wine, we acknowledge and remember that the blood of Jesus Christ was spilled and his life was lost so that we could have eternal life and salvation. Without the death of Jesus Christ, we know there would be no hope for us except eternal death. And praise be to you, because through the death and spilled blood of Jesus Christ, we have hope of salvation and eternal life. The cruelty and torture of his death requires our serious commitment not only tonight, but in each day of the rest of our life. Amen. If needed for the size of your group, you may pause the tape to allow for enough time. Because of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, the wine should be drank from individual serving glasses. The death of Jesus Christ saves us from the penalty of sin and reconciles us to God. Prior to the sacrifice of Jesus, death reigned supreme, and with the death of Jesus, we now have hope of eternal life. The law convicts people of sin, and the death of Jesus Christ allows for mercy and grace to be given to us. We solemnly observe this night with that incredible hope given to us. Notice the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 5, beginning in verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now receive the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For it is through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. With that incredible hope, what will we do after this night? Will we abandon Jesus Christ as his disciples did that night? After that final Passover with his disciples, Jesus and his disciples went to the Mount of Olives. Matthew 26, beginning with verse 31. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with him unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest's and smote off his ear. Then Jesus said unto him, Put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be. In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. And the last came two false witnesses, and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard this blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, He is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou wast also with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou art also one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Even though Peter denied Jesus three times immediately before the crucifixion of Jesus, the death of Jesus gave Jesus the power and authority to provide forgiveness of sins. And that same power and authority is available to us. John 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God. It is through the death of Jesus Christ we have eternal redemption and hope of salvation and eternal life. And we must purge ourselves from dead works to serve God. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself and died once for us all thousands of years ago. Tonight, as we solemnly remember his death so that we can have the opportunity for salvation and eternal life, it is appropriate for us to pause and to reflect that if through our deeds and actions we affirm that Jesus is the Messiah, or if through our deeds and actions we deny that Jesus is the Messiah. We are to purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Prior to leaving the Passover supper after the foot washing, after breaking unleavened bread and eating, after drinking the red wine, one final part of that evening is recorded for us. Matthew 26, verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. You may sing a hymn after the conclusion of this recording. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the first day of Unleavened Bread on Thursday, April 9th. Until then, thank you for joining us today.